Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Danny, only on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the show. Today is Monday, October 1st. We're back from a weekend. You look kind of sleepy or sad.
I haven't slept.
Why haven't you slept?
I'm not sad at all.
No. Why haven't you slept?
I got home at like 4:30 in the morning.
Wow. So that's a major partying you were doing.
I wasn't really partying, though. I was just out. I was socializing till 4:30.
Sounds like partying to me. If you go and you drink and you socialize and you do whatever.
I actually smoked more than I drank.
Oh, you smoked.
Yeah,
okay,
I think that's another reason why you probably have.
And you didn't sleep a lot. You're still high, probably.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like when I woke up this morning, I was like, wow.
Yeah,
this is intense. That's how I'm feeling right now.
How many people were you with that you were smoking?
So what happened was I went to a day party with my girlfriend, and my girlfriend is a lot younger than me, so she can party for like 7 days straight with no sleep.
Really?
Yeah. Wow. So we went out Saturday night and it was okay.
Mm-hmm.
And then we went to bed at like 3, 4 on Saturday, woke up, went to a day party. Then we went to a club, like a day club yesterday.
Uh-huh.
And then we went out to a restaurant. There was a guy there that I liked. So I went back to his apartment.
You did?
Yeah, but I didn't do anything.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I thought you were going to tell me that because you said I wasn't really partying.
No.
I thought, well, maybe she was playing around or something.
No. I hung out with him. My friend was there too with his friend. That's actually how I met him.
That's very cool.
Yeah.
So you liked him. Did he make a move on you?
Or? Oh, of course. But I mean, nothing happened.
No. But it's like, how often is it that someone you like actually comes to you, right? I mean,
yeah.
If you like someone, you walk up to them.
Right.
But yeah.
Well,
but
I like him because he's from New York.
Yeah.
Yeah. He reminds me of back home. Like he reminds me of the guys back home.
Yeah.
So it's nice to not be around like an LA dude.
Where's he from?
He's from New York.
Oh, he is?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. He looks like he just got out of jail, though.
Oh, God.
He's cute, though.
What does that mean, though? What kind of a look is it?
Huge neck tat.
Uh-huh.
Was wearing like an orange t-shirt and sweatpants. Like, you know you're confident when you go out in sweatpants. And socks.
That's confidence. That's no respect for yourself.
Why?
Because.
I think it's cute when guys go out in sweatpants.
Okay, well, maybe
on a Sunday,
you know? Gotta dress up. You go out, what? I never leave the house.
To a restaurant, though? Like a chill
spot? I never even
spot?
Leave the house. No.
You won't run errands in sweatpants?
No.
That's weird.
No, it's not weird. I'd like to put on an appearance when I go out, you know? I have respect for how I look. And besides, with a neck tat, he doesn't really care what he looks like.
Yeah. I mean, he looks good.
Yeah, I'm sure for you.
Yeah.
Your taste, right?
Yeah, that's what I was thinking last night. I was like, I shouldn't even go down this road.
Yeah.
It's not like he's like in town for a night and leaving.
Uh-huh.
Like he lives here.
Oh, okay.
I'd be a psychopath probably.
So that's better though for you, right?
Yeah.
You always find these guys that don't live here.
Yeah.
And it's short lived.
Yeah, that's very true. But we'll see. We'll see what happens.
Yeah.
I think at one point he was a little frustrated we weren't going to hook up. But I mean, I told him before I even got there, it's not happening tonight.
Yeah. You should wear a t-shirt that says,
I'm not fucking you tonight.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. You know, move on. Our guest is blown away here. We have an impromptu guest we're going to bring her on in just a second.
Might not be the best show to bring her on to.
But that's okay. She insisted on staying here, so we threw her in the water and she's going to have to swim now. But we respect our guests, so you'll be fine. It's just Danny has a potty mouth sometimes.
So do you, so
that's
Sam.
True. That's true.
Yes.
I do. But that's why we're special.
Special duo.
Yeah, I know. So cool, very cool. Well, I had a very relaxing weekend, which means I did nothing.
That's good.
And I don't know if that's good. I want to be doing something all the time, you know?
No, it's good to relax.
But, you know, I want to ride the bike, but I'm afraid to ride on streets, you know? I mean, I just heard of this guy that got killed riding a bike, you know?
And I mean, I wouldn't put it past it because people that ride bikes out here think that they're cars.
No, that's not it. I mean, the cars, the people in the cars are distracted. They look at
like text. It takes 1 second to look at a text and then miss
right,
the bike.
Right, exactly. Yeah. You know, they mm-hmm. just get too close to you. Even if you're in the bike lane, that's
yeah.
what I mean.
Yeah.
So I'd rather not ride in the street. So it means only going to the beach or to parks or something. And then I get too lazy and I'm like, oh, forget about it now. I have to load it on the car and tie it.
So basically, why do you have a bike?
I don't know. I got it to be on the beach, but then I get tired.
Yeah,
of
but you're never gonna
to
go.
Beach.
What's the point of having it?
Yeah, I know. Well,
just think about how relaxing it would be when you finally got there and then went for your bike ride.
Yeah, no,
on a
I
nice
know.
Day like today, that would have been nice.
Yeah, I know.
It was hot yesterday.
Yeah.
So hot.
Yeah, that's true. It was like 95.
Yeah,
yeah.
Really hot.
It's
like
supposed
two.
To cool down this week, so we'll see what
yeah,
happens.
Yeah, we're getting rain in a couple of days.
That's what they're saying. I believe it when I see it.
Yeah, same.
It never rains here.
Same.
Yeah, so I can't stop thinking about Oregon all the time, and I'm starting to think maybe I should move or something, you know.
Well, I think you should visit a few more places and then make that decision.
Well, no, I found a place I like. I just need to
but what if you like another place better?
Well, that's what I'm saying. I don't have to move forever. Mm. I can move. I can tell myself, okay, I'll give myself 6 months to a year. Enjoy myself there. If I don't like it anymore, I'll move somewhere else. But the thing is that, Danny, let me tell you, a house that you can't even buy in Van Nuys.
Yeah.
For half that money.
I know.
A fucking beach house.
I know.
I'm telling you. I mean, what the hell?
It's really expensive to live in California.
Here.
It's ridiculous.
It really is. So to live on the beach for, you know, for peanuts?
Mm-hmm.
My God, how can you pass that up?
I feel like ATL has really good pricing, too. Like, some girl I know has an apartment. And it's my size, and she pays like $750 a month.
Really?
That's including utilities.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm like, cool.
It's only L.A. that's like this, Southern California, mm-hmm. you know. So, yeah, but we'll see. It's not something I'm going to do tomorrow. My mom already seems to be bummed out that I'm just thinking about it. But we'll see. I'll come visit a lot and stuff. Look, 42 years, I tell everybody, I have nothing against L.A., but I've lived here 42 years. That's enough.
Yeah, that's a long
change.
Time.
Yeah, I want to change. That's all. Yeah.
I need a vacation out of here.
Yeah.
That's how I feel.
Yeah. Well,
I'd be happy to leave for like 2 weeks and come back.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, do it. You know, I mean, have your sister.
Well, I feel like it's so close to Christmas at this point. I might as well just wait.
Exactly. And go for Christmas.
Like November is going to be here.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, I'm like, all right, now I'm going home for Christmas.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. I'd rather go to like an island.
Yeah.
I need to find a guy that's going to take me there. For a week.
Yeah, to an island. That sounds good.
Doesn't that sound nice?
It sounds very nice, I gotta say. But, you know, what are you gonna do?
Wait.
Yeah.
And pray about it.
All right, well, we're going to bring in our guest right now who's going to shoot the breeze with us. We'll find out a little more about her. We just met, Io, right?
Io84, hi. How are you guys doing?
Good.
I'm so excited to be here. Oh, my God. First time on
you didn't
LA
expect,
Talk Radio.
Right?
Oh, well, you know what? I had a special feeling in my heart and my chest that something was going
to
happen today.
If you came
I'm
today.
Glad I stopped by.
Good. Yes. Because our scheduled guests flaked out, so we'll see what's
going
on.
Well, you
didn't
send a reminder, so don't be putting it on them.
No, you know what? I don't need to send. I was thinking about it.
I feel like if I had a booking, you need to send me a reminder. I'm not going to remember.
People do need reminders.
Yeah.
You know?
Life gets...
But you have calendars. I mean, what?
No one... I never use my calendar on my phone.
Okay, well, so an adult is expected to keep appointments. Okay.
But you made this how long ago?
I don't know. I can look in the text and I'll see in a little bit.
Not
but
everyone has an adult frame of mind, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, not many people do, you know? And that's the problem.
And life gets away from you quick. Like, all of a sudden
we're
you're
busy, right?
Yeah. I was just saying, you think, like, okay, I'm going to do this today. And then all of a sudden, 4 days go by and
things
you're like, oh,
happen.
Wow.
We need to be, you know, open-minded about that.
Right.
People have busy lives. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, everybody's busy, you know? I mean, what's, you know, that's one reason I want to get the hell out of here because I'm
busy. You know what? Okay, I'm not going to hold this in. You know, you guys are so lucky to be in such a beautiful city like LA. You don't know, I have lived in 3 states. I'm originally from Houston, Texas. I'm a Texas girl, by the way. Rolling hills, flat, boring, haha. Just raise a family. That's about it.
Right.
And then when I got divorced, I moved to New York, which is a really exciting place, but you can't afford it.
No,
right. I mean,
New York,
I
heard, is more expensive than here.
Actually, it's about the, you know, I want to say it's about the same price. price, mm-hmm. but you cannot enjoy your life like here. The weather here is so gorgeous.
Yeah. Right.
I swear.
You can't compare it, you know?
Mm-hmm. My first winter in New York, I cried. Okay, my electricity went out. Mm-hmm. My water is frozen.
Uh-huh.
I can't call for help. I'm snowed in. Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm snowed in. No one knows I'm home. If I did not have food and like ration, you know how you have to be prepared for national disasters and things like that. If I did not have that inside my place, I would die.
Really?
People don't understand. New York is tough.
Yeah, I don't. I really don't enjoy. No, I'm from Boston.
Okay.
Boston is not like
East
New York.
Coast is basically the same thing.
No, Boston and New York are not even remotely close. Not even the city wise. Like every time I go to New York, it's like 24 hours. I'm like, goodbye.
Yeah.
I can't.
I know.
It smells like a giant dumpster.
A couple days is nice. Yeah. It is nice to be there for a few days, especially during the holidays.
That's
about it. I could never live there.
No. Yeah.
There's shopping, too many people.
The shopping that, you know, someone asked me this about a week ago. You know, why did you move here? Oh, New York is this and that. Like, guys, okay. Listen, if you're not a model or somebody in the entertainment industry or someone like that, I mean, if you're a regular schmegler person, you know, if you're not living in Manhattan where it's all happening or somewhere in the city, I mean, your life is pretty, you know, it's about the rent.
Yeah.
It's just about the rent, about paying the rent.
That's true.
And I decided I didn't want to spend my life like that. Yeah, I wanted more out of life than paying my rent.
Right.
Come on.
Right, exactly. And you came to the right place. You know, I mean, this place is happening. Had you been here before you moved?
You know what? I came here with a friend. I had a styling job. I do styling work too. She had a gig for one of the Oscar events, and I actually made her dress. She has a show on Fox 26. We're not friends anymore, but I styled her really nice, did her hair, her makeup. She was gorgeous, blonde, and everyone gave her compliments. I'm like, this is my dress. I made it. So, you know, styling and designing is basically my background. Mm-hmm. You know, I do things on Instagram, of course, now. And I have a brand, IO84. I'm on Instagram, guys. I have just a little bit over 5,000 followers. I could use more, mm-hmm. but I'm working on my branding. I've interviewed some celebrities, some influential people. And
right.
You know, I've been in a game on and off for about 10 years.
Okay.
Yeah,
that's
cool. I'm proud of that.
Yeah, I mean, look, the thing is this, is that this place, if you're ready for it, if you're tough, and you seem to be like you're a tough person.
I'm an African woman.
What does that mean?
You're tough? You guys that are Africans, you know what I'm talking about.
Mm.
You know, Nigerian women, West African, we're relentless. And, you know, when we want something, we go after it.
So. You have to, right? Because nobody's going to give it to
you. No one's going to give it to you. You can't be a regular schmegler person expecting dreams to happen for you. You have to make it happen.
So you were born in Nigeria?
No, my parents came here in 78. You know, my dad came on scholarship and, mm-hmm. you know, he went to college. My mom did later on. And we were actually raised in the States, my brothers and sisters. Nice. Yeah.
And you grew up in Houston?
I grew up most of my life in Houston.
Right.
And those are my roots. Beyonce's from Houston. A lot of people from Houston made it here in Hollywood.
Uh-huh.
I'm very proud of that. But, you know, very humble roots. One thing I will say about Texas, though, is Texas is a good place, I believe, to raise a family.
Mm-hmm.
Cheap living. You can afford. My first apartment, you were talking about apartments. My first apartment was $400 a month.
Yeah.
I had a decent.
Wow.
Oh, truth be told, I was
I wish my rent was $1,400. I mean, $400 a month.
Oh, my God. No, no, no.
I'd be so happy.
Oh, well, you know, there's not much going on, but, you know, you can afford your rent.
Yeah.
$400 a month. I think I had 500 square feet and I was going to school. I was going to college. I worked about two jobs. I could afford to live on my own. You can. Yeah. Those mm-hmm. are things you can do.
That's
and taxes. And then my very first house, my first house, you will not believe the price. My first house was $60,000.
Really? Wow.
And you want to know what my mortgage was? My mortgage payments? This is not you guys that are from Texas, you know this is true. Do you want to know what my mortgage
was? Yes, yes.
My mortgage payments were $550 a month.
Wow.
Yeah, right.
The cost.
You see, we're living.
No, I mean, like now, it's like, yeah, right.
Yeah, yeah, but still.
This is Texas, dudes. Yeah. This is Texas living.
Yeah, yeah.
So, and, you know, I'm sure you're wondering, why did you move from there? Well, I don't have a family. Mm. I don't have a husband anymore. I don't have children. If I had those things, I would have stayed in Texas. But, you know, I love L.A. I love Hollywood. It's the life.
You see, she did it. She got up and left. I can do it, too.
I feel like everybody gets up and leaves.
Right?
Seriously, if you think about it, like, so many people are like, screw it.
No, yeah.
You have to. Experience life. Why right. not? Why not?
Exactly. You want different things. You only live once, you know?
You got to see the world.
Life is too short to live in a place for so many years, you know?
Right.
And, you know, during these 40 years I lived here, I lived in South Africa for a year.
And
I saw what it was like. I saw what it was like to live somewhere else. And I thought, I like that. I like variety. I really do.
Yeah, South Africa. Like novelty. In South Africa?
In Johannesburg. Yeah.
Johannesburg. Very nice. You know who else? Nice. Famous person is from South Africa.
Many of them.
Many, but you know one. That's on
Elon
television.
Musk.
Okay.
And Charlize Theron.
Come on, getting closer. I met him actually on the Emmys Royal Cream Carpet, this 2018 Emmys, Primetime Emmys. Mm-hmm. I met him. He's such a nice guy.
Well, I probably don't even know who that is.
Oh, my God. Come on. You know who this is. Are you serious?
Yeah, no.
Well, tell
Trevor
us.
Noah? Come on.
Trevor Noah. Okay, I don't
know. Flip over.
The he's talk show host.
He's a comedian. Trevor Noah. He took over the place of, who's this Jewish
Oh,
guy?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. The night show, right? Yeah, that's
believe
right.
It's the Daily Show.
Yeah.
Trevor Noah. He's one of the nicest people you can meet. Very down to earth. Very educated. Mm. Very nice.
That's
Trevor
true.
Noah.
He is from South Africa, too.
He is from
I have
South
no
Africa.
Idea where anyone is from.
Yeah.
That's not like,
well, now you do. She doesn't even know where South Africa
Americans,
is.
Americans. Oh, my
just
God.
It, the south of Africa, right?
Jesus. You know what? This is
ask her to find Africa on the map.
I can't.
I can find it if it says Africa on the map, obviously.
Geographically challenged.
You can't tell by the shape, huh?
No.
Of the continent.
Definitely not.
That's okay. So that's her Achilles heel. You know, that's her weak side of her. But she's got
a lot of weak sides.
No, but what's that?
Huh?
It's too many people, unfortunately. Geographically, we don't know where these countries are. I think we should.
Maybe they don't put enough emphasis on it here. You know? Why don't you care?
It's like I don't need that for like future reference at all in my life. So
I can't imagine.
Like I don't need to memorize a map to feel like I'm doing well in life.
Wait a minute. Aren't you Puerto Rican?
No.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No. Oops. Everyone always thinks I'm Spanish. Even last night, everyone was like, oh, you're Dominican? I was like, no.
You look, do you know what famous celebrity actress you look exactly like?
I don't think I look like anybody. Like when they do those doppelgangers on Instagram, I'm like, I don't look like anybody.
Do you know who you look like?
No.
You guys that are listening, she looks exactly like Rosario Dawson.
You know, me and Gabby I have a twin sister. And
Oh, you do?
Yeah, and people tell Gabby all the time she looks like Rosario Dawson.
You look like, really? If you can pull up a picture.
I just put in Rosario.
I don't think she's
Rosario Dawson.
Rosario Dawson. She looks exact. Does she not resemble her?
I can see
without the red lipstick. Oh my God, you look exactly. I don't know what height is Rosario?
5'7".
5'7", you're about 4?
I'm 5'1".
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
You're short.
I'm very short.
Oh, you know what? You could, if you had some heels on, you could be her.
Yeah.
Stunt.
Yeah.
You could totally be her.
Well, 5'7", probably not. No. With heels on, I'm like 5'3".
Oh, wow.
And Rosario's
She's
ethnicity.
Spanish, I believe, right?
I believe she's Puerto Rican.
Yeah, Rosario.
I think she's
Hispanic,
Dominican or Puerto Rican.
Yeah.
She's
Spanish.
She's Spanish. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Oh, very cool.
Yeah.
So, okay, now that we established who you look like, we can continue. So, Ayo, tell us a little bit about yourself. So, do you have siblings?
I have, my dad got married and had two other children, so it's six of us all together.
Oh.
That's a lot.
Wow. It's six. Yeah. The other two, you know, my dad is, 61? The other two are, 4 and, 6 years old.
Uh-huh.
Married a young woman, around my age, so.
Yeah.
I think that's a common thing for a lot of men that hit, midlife crisis. They marry women that are a lot younger than them.
Right.
Why is that, Sam?
I just saw that on one guy that I know. He married married a chick that's much younger than him, and I knew him being married, and he seemed happy. with somebody else.
Wait a minute.
Wait, what do you mean?
This was a married man. Yeah. He probably got divorced and married a chick half his age.
Are you saying he's not happy with the younger chick?
No, that's not what I'm saying at all. They just got married yesterday.
Oh, so they're happy.
I saw it on Facebook. Yeah.
So they're happy now. It's still the honeymoon phase. They haven't gotten into the nitty-gritty.
You need to fix your headphones. It's bothering me.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, tell you what. Take him off for a second.
Oh, what's going on? Hold on. Oops.
Okay, just that side, the right side.
Okay.
Pull it down like
this. This side?
No. Here, give it to me.
My God.
Because
he has OCD.
No, but it's not comfortable on your head. Look.
How do you know it's not comfortable?
Because I can tell.
Okay. Here, he knows my body very well.
Yeah.
Apparently. Yeah. Guys, don't get the wrong idea.
Now you'll see it.
Oh, you know what? This is okay.
Of course, I know what the hell I'm talking about.
But it's a little big now.
No, just go like that.
It fits my big hair.
No, but go like this.
Okay, like this?
Man, like this.
Are we good? Are we
like
good?
Like this.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, whatever you want. Anyway.
Okay.
Anyway. Yeah, you're right. I am like, exactly.
Pleasing,
you know, I mean,
eyes.
For me, the microphone has to be 90 degrees and all this
you're
shit.
One of those people.
But I'm not OCD, really. It's just, I don't know. I like things organized. It's not OCD. Okay.
Yeah, just a little
like
bit.
I like them straight.
Just a little bit. It's fine, though. It's just
but you know what? It has good things to it because my house looks immaculate, just like this place here.
He's one of
my
those.
Car's immaculate.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Neat freaks. But you know what? I have come to really admire neat and clean. Because you know what? I'm not like that. Mm. I am neat with certain... I've come to know. I'm neat with certain things. Mm-hmm. Like my paperwork and being on time and having my information to get... Oh, no. I am chop, chop, chop.
Right.
But unfortunately, my place is, you know...
Yeah. So do you like drop your clothes where you pretty much take them off and they're
on the floor?
Not the
designer ones. The designer ones that I pay a good money for, those go on racks.
Right. But some others go on the floor.
My house clothes, I just put it on my mannequins. I have mannequins at home. I like to do like little tailoring work. I do my own tailoring, by the way.
Wow,
I do my
nice.
Own, like I fix things. If I don't like an outfit, oh, you know, I don't like this with sleeves. I'll cut it off and I'll add something else on. You know, that's my world of styling.
Right.
I'll do something like that. But I dump it on my mannequin. And I'll find it, you know, a few days later.
Yeah.
You know, but yeah. But no. Oh,
I'm
you know what?
Look,
in my apartment.
If it's comfortable for you to live like that, right. then that's fine.
It's not know? Exactly. I wish I could do better. I told myself this is one of my New Year's resolutions. I'm going to get organized one of these days. Sometime before 2019, I will be organized. My shoes, I do have shelves. I have my nice shoes on my rack. I have two racks for shoes. And that's about the only thing that's organized in my place, unfortunately.
Hmm.
Oh, well. That's okay. These are the small things in life.
I'm getting there, though.
Right.
I'm getting there.
So,
like how.
So when you in Houston before you moved here, what were you doing?
You know, I used to... It's funny you ask. I had a whole other life. You know, I've done a lot of things. I see now with Nigerians, you either have to be a nurse, an engineer, a doctor, something in the health field, something that's going to make a lot of money, prominent. When our parents come over here, you're not playing around.
Right.
It's just like, you know how, I'm not being racist, but you know how Asian parents are super hard on their kids?
Yeah.
Like you bring home an 89, that's hell true. No. It's you're grounded for a week. You know, Nigerians, we're very similar. My parents were strict on us growing up. You know, I made straight A's up until high school. I had issues in high school. It was
everyone had issues.
That's usually
in high
the case. We're excellent students until we get
up until high school. And then, you know, I worked really hard in college. You know, I taught actually ninth grade for 3 years. I was a teacher, actually student teaching. And, you know, just things didn't work out. The school system is just disgusting to me. It's not, in my opinion, what it should be. Mm. And, you know, there's just too much distraction. Yeah. You know, it's funny. We live in a country where there's so much access to education, right? We have, you know, they don't even hardly use pencil and paper. They're with their, what do you call those, notebooks now.
Right.
There are some classes that are all notebooks. They're on like the computer.
Like tablets and stuff.
They have tablets.
Now they said they don't teach like how to read the clock, the traditional clock. You
no,
know,
they
the,
don't. Have
they
you been?
They said they stopped teaching that in school. Or they
I don't
want
think they,
to.
I totally don't think they taught that now. Even when I was in school.
No, come on. You don't know how to read a clock without numbers like this?
Not a digital. An un,
you know, we had this conversation like
I know,
non-digital
she said
clock.
She couldn't.
They don't teach
I
that anymore.
I shouldn't be exposed you on that either.
I don't care at all.
You finished high school, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. She just didn't pay much attention when she was.
No, I told you this. I'm the type of chick, I did really, really well in school. I always had good grades, but I'm the type of chick I can read a whole chapter, memorize it, take a test, ace it, and then I just won't remember a thing.
And then you forget. It's because you're not into the material.
I've never was into anything.
Yeah, and that's my point now, too. Why memorize things you're never going to use?
Right. That's they make us do it.
Because she wanted to get the grades, at the time.
I can't go to history class and say I'm not doing this because it's not going to be beneficial for my life.
Most of the things you learn in school, unfortunate, in my opinion, are non-beneficial to your life. Material that I've actually used in life from high school, honestly, it's the socializing.
Yeah, right.
I have learned so much about people, and I look back and like, you know, what did I really get out of high school? What did I get out of school? You know what I got out of school? Mm. I learned that being popular, being socially acceptable, I learned a lot about different cultures. Those are some things that I took away. Because when you get into the corporate world now, when you get into those high-powered jobs, do you know?
Wait, so you learned how to be popular in high school?
Well, I learned what it takes to be popular. I'm not saying I am popular. I never was one of those kids that were popular. I was not like that. I hung around the drama kids. That's a whole different story. We'll get into that later. But being socially likable, learning the ways of people, learning the ladders of success, I really understood that that was important in school. Because when you go look at the corporate situation now, the people that are popular, look at our president, for God's sake. Being popular matters a lot. Look at the Kardashians.
I think that's like the worst advice you could ever say on air.
Well, I think, you know what? I'm a realist. That's one thing. Exactly. Will you catch my show?
You don't need to be popular to make it in life.
No. You don't.
I'm going to disagree with you. I'm going to disagree. I think being popular, look at social media, getting the views.
But that's not necessarily a popularity contest.
Today, that adds a lot to your success financially. Well, okay. Well, that's not true. And I was debating this with somebody the other day. Look at someone who doesn't have a whole lot of intelligence. Look at Amber Rose.
But you don't know if she doesn't have intelligence. You only see what she presents.
Come on, girlfriend. Are you watch? I watch a lot of YouTube. I follow Amber Rose since she came out with her boyfriend Kanye back in the day. And I've listened to what this chick says on air. She's made a lot of comments.
But she has a persona, and she's living this persona. You don't know what she's like.
She's living her persona, but
on a regular basis.
Well, you know, but people who believe the persona are people that follow Amber Rose, and what she says is pretty ignorant, in my opinion. A lot of things she says are ignorant, but you know what? Amber Rose is pretty. Amber Rose is popular. Amber Rose has a lot of money.
Yeah.
She has, I think, a $4 million house, right?
Really?
A $4 million. She was saying this. Yeah. She was on a talk show, I believe, which was on a radio show. She was exposing all her assets that she does anyway. And Amber is beautiful. She has a terrific body. She's pretty to a lot of people. Amber Rose is winning right now. Just like people, what's a good one? I think her friend back China. And I've met China in person. She's a pretty nice girl. I don't agree with what she did to Rob Kardashian. I don't believe that's right. But look at those societal figures. Look at those public figures, as we call it. Right. What do they have? They have success. They have money. They are socially
acceptable.
They have
influence.
They have influence. And they have, and that is that what we call success in America? Is that the American dream?
I feel like sometimes that just happens by chance. For instance, Amber Rose is famous because she happened to be dancing at the strip club Kanye West was at, and Kanye West was like, oh, this is my girlfriend.
She was a popular dancer at the strip club.
Yeah, but I mean, that's just by chance. I don't think people
it's
should
one
like
in a million, but,
yeah.
But
I disagree with
most,
you on that
but
one.
Most people that succeed
I think the wrong
plan to,
I'm
going to
disagree
plan.
With you.
Yeah,
I believe people okay. Let's compare Amber Rose. Name another successful, intelligent person, but they don't necessarily have maybe the popularity that Amber Rose does. Amber Rose does not have a college degree. Did she finish high school, by the way?
I don't know. Like, I didn't even know her until I saw a picture right now.
Are you kidding?
And
come
I still
on, Sammy.
Don't know who it is.
Oh, okay.
I'm telling you. See, I'm so disconnected from young culture.
I mean, I don't be looking. Like, for me, if someone's popular on Instagram and I follow them, I still won't know shit about them. Like, I'll follow them because I'm like, oh, your pictures
are dope.
Are you kidding
me? Okay, well, you know what? As a photojournalist, as you will see on my Instagram, I follow people and I do a lot of background research. And Amber,
But why?
Let me explain. By the way, guess who else is from South Africa? Amber Rose's mother.
Oh, really?
She is a multiracial African woman from South Africa. And I believe her father is Italian. She has a very,
you have a weird obsession with Amber Rose, girl.
It's not an obsession, but I have a, you know who I have an obsession with? I have obsession with people who make it in today's world off of their popularity and influence. Those things fascinate me a lot. And I will have one by on my show, IO84. On my show, I will have some people that are very, that have an influence. And
well, Amber Rose will definitely not be coming to your show.
Oh, how do you, well, you know what? You know what? Maybe that may not be true, but I have a point. Don't you feel I have a point?
No, I don't actually agree with you.
I think you're a little offended.
No, I'm not.
No, come on. Neither one of you is offended. Come on. Let's relax here. Okay, so
it's just a debate.
So Amber Rose,
it's just a short, you know, but it's just a commentary that I believe is true. People who have popularity and influence, you know, a lot of times they end up with either people who have a lot of money here in Hollywood, or they end up getting their own bag.
Right.
And I think it's fascinating, and that's what I took out of looking back in high school. Actually, do you know who I went to high school with, by the way?
No.
It's somebody famous. That she's not famous anymore, but you definitely know who she is.
Okay, so tell me.
Okay,
I can't
so
possibly
quite a few. You know, I went to school with a reality show personality by the name of Tila Tequila.
Oh,
we went
yeah.
to high school together. I believe she's Vietnamese and Chinese. And she had a show. It was like a dating show or some type on a television.
That's when I was like a kid.
Yeah, that was a long time ago. That long, but she has a daughter now. And anyway, she moved on. But anyway, I don't even think she finished high school, by the way. I think she dropped out about like junior year.
Sometimes you don't need to.
Well, she was a car in Houston. There's something called a car show. Uh-huh. Thousands of people show up to car shows.
Right.
It's just like, you know how people show off on the streets? They close down like whole streets to show off their hot rods
and show off
their cars and just show people what a nice car they have. That's a big thing in Texas, by the way. Well, anyway, the car show is big deal in Texas. A lot of performers, rappers perform at the car show. It's the big thing in Houston. But anyway, she was a car show model. And back in the days of, was it MySpace? She had millions of people following her because of her body, because of her popularity. She was just in high school.
Yeah.
And I don't think she finished school. But anyway, straight out of high school, I believe she moved to Hollywood. And she became a somebody. I guess she had an agent or something like that. And she got her show. I think she got married here. It's a long story. It's kind of traumatic at the end. But she was able to come to Hollywood and make something of herself and be a reality show. She hung out with Rihanna and Chris Brown.
All right, so let me ask you this. Now, you understand how this stuff works, right? Okay, this person right here has 350,000 followers on Instagram.
I don't have 350 yet.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, I do. No, I don't.
Wow.
Okay, we don't need to.
I did not know.
You see, she's impressed. Now, tell her how, and you tell her.
350, really?
And you ask her why she still hasn't made money off of it.
I am all ears, girlfriend.
I don't know. People don't want to pay.
Well, because you don't know how to do it.
No, I found the Instagram calculator. I know my rates. I know what I should be
getting
paid.
No, I know. But
and
maybe
I'm
you're
not
approaching them the right way.
I don't approach anyone. They have to approach you.
Amazing. Well, do you have like sexy pictures up? And
kind
nudity?
Of. Sometimes. It depends.
Okay.
You know, like sometimes.
Yeah, they're sexy, but.
I don't use my page isn't the page that you go to for sexy pictures. Like I maybe post one like once every couple of months. But I'm not like a one of those females that's like literally tits and ass in every picture, and my followers are all men. I have 77% women and like 22% men.
Wow.
Yeah, I have barely any men on my page.
Okay. You see, she was on reality shows.
You were.
And that's
what
how
show
she
were
got.
You on? And what network?
I was on Bad Girls Club, and then I did 10 spinoffs.
Bad Girls Club. Okay, what season?
Eight.
Season eight? Eight is a popular season this time around. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, do you socialize with any other celebrities? What parties do you go to? In
I
West
mean, I,
Hollywood?
I go to a lot of parties. I mean, I meet people all the time. That's why for me, it's like I don't go to parties, and I'm like, oh my god, Trey Songz is here. Like to me, it's just like, oh, hey, what's up? I just don't care.
Wow, you know them like that.
Yeah, I've been to like Chris Brown's house.
So
before.
Listen, if you have Chris an Brown's attitude house. Of you don't care. then don't wonder why you're not making money off your thing. You have to work at it.
Something's
missing.
What are
you talking about? I'm talking about showing up to a party and not caring.
No, no, but I'm saying it's all the same thing.
No, it's not.
She's telling you to mingle with
No, I mingle. I mingle for sure, but I'm not one of those people that freaks out. Like,
right.
I'm sweating. Oh, my God. I can't believe he's in the same
house. But I don't think she's saying you should.
House. But wait a minute. Okay, so you're an actress.
No.
That's one. Well, you've done acting. You've been on the reality show.
That's not acting.
Okay, well.
She was being herself.
Okay. Yeah, literally.
All right. You're dead ass. From what I've seen, you're a nice looking young lady. You
Thank
look
you.
Like Rosario Dawson.
Thank
okay,
you.
Okay, you got that working for you. Okay. So, and you're on a popular internet radio show.
Yeah.
Okay. So, okay. I'm trying to add it up here. You look nice. You have a nice body from
Thank
what
you.
I can see.
Thank you.
I'm trying to add up. Something's missing from the pie.
Probably
the persona,
money.
Maybe
probably
the
money.
Persona you're putting up there is not good.
I don't know. Oh, no. I mean, I have my attitude is me and I'm never going to change that.
Wait a right. minute. Have you dated any famous people?
No, never.
Really?
Never in life. I've never even gone on a date with a famous person. I had sex with a football player once. He played for the Patriots. Go Pats.
We have got to figure this out. This doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, no.
Right?
Yeah.
She needs someone who understands how to monetize social media.
Monetize.
That's the bottom.
You know what? That is very
I monetize
true.
My YouTube videos, but you make no money off of that. Like, it's literally like 0.05
no.
cents
no.
per ad click. Yeah, it's really low.
You know, there are several bloggers or vloggers.
Yeah, but you're talking about like Carly Bible, who has 4 million subscribers. Like, once you get past like the 500,000 subscriber mark, you can make money.
Yeah.
When you have my amount.
No. Huh?
You're not making it. Which is what?
I have 43,000. Subscribers, 43,000.
Wait a minute. I thought you got paid like, what is it, $1 every 1,000 views?
No, definitely not how it works. It's by ads.
Oh, explain. Please explain.
It's like literally 5 cents a click.
Five.
It's like
cents.
Something extremely low. It's not even a quarter.
Yeah.
YouTube, you lied to me.
Yeah, no. That's why I'm like, people are successful on YouTube. Hmm. They're successful if they have made it past like a certain amount
right,
of subscribers.
Right, because then the money adds up, the 5 cents.
Yeah, because then people are fans of your videos now, so they're clicking.
Right.
And then you have the ads. And then people that are really, really popular on YouTube, they get the ads in the beginning. And then midway through their video, it'll just cut to an ad
yeah,
and then come
yeah,
back.
I've seen that.
What do you mean click? You mean people who actually are watching your
So
channel?
Like basically for right. you to get paid off YouTube, it's by how many like... ads are viewed because the ads are what pay YouTube.
Right. But I think the way, because I advertised on YouTube, they came and gave us some free advertising.
Right.
The way they count the view is if it was watched at least 30 seconds. That's
oh,
how
the, and I
view.
Skip ads.
Wait a minute. It's 30 seconds.
Not,
yeah, I always
not
skip
the
it.
Yeah, same.
I'm
yeah.
always
no,
skipping.
No.
Oh, you mean the video?
The video itself.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Otherwise, it's not even considered a view if they
yeah,
don't
right.
watch it
yeah.
for more than
That's
30
true.
Seconds.
They have to watch at least, like, I think, maybe even like if your video is 8 minutes, they got to watch at least like three, like 2 or 3 minutes of it.
I don't know, maybe, but
like they got to watch
it.
Think
are not
one
that
fourth.
Long, 2-3 minutes.
No, it's not. It's
They're
really
about a few
not.
Seconds.
Yeah,
but I'm just, you know, I get really annoyed when I'm watching something like Lovely Tea, which I love to watch. Lovely Tea, she tells me all the juicy gossip, mm-hmm. and she's honest. I don't. I like to just skip through the ads because I'm yeah. I'm so into the video.
Right.
I need
right.
to see what's going on, and right. this ad right. comes up that I don't need.
But it's just you
like,
can skip this ad after 5 seconds, so right. they're like you're still getting paid for that.
Okay, so the ads. Okay, well that's really interesting. So have you made any money off of YouTube?
Like a couple $100, but very that's spread out. Like, and I've had it for years.
Yeah.
So out of all these years, I made a couple $100.
But her strong place is Instagram. So that's, I think, where you should focus.
Instagram is popping. Yeah. Yes.
But all I can tell you is this. Ever since I met you, everybody that hears how many you have, they go, oh, wow. You know, mm-hmm. so the thing is, obviously, you have something here.
No, I get that. I never doubt that. I never
but we
got
to figure out this antidote for you to get paid,
exactly.
hon.
Yeah, no.
It doesn't
well, I
make
mean,
any sense.
A couple of people hit me up last week uh-huh. for a post, and then I tell them, you know, what my page, what the posting rates are, and then they just go ghost.
Yeah.
Because people want to pay you. They want to lowball you.
Wait a minute. Right.
Like,
wait
I should be getting $1,300 a post. Wait. And people are like, yeah,
$1,300?
A post. A post.
Wow.
IG story, I should be getting $780 per IG story.
For the regular schmegler person, $700. Ouch.
Yeah, but
that's some change.
But I mean, if you, but it takes people that like social media influencers to get your business popping. Like, look how many clothing brands, like Fashion Nova, start when I first started working with them 8 years ago.
Oh, you've worked with Fashion Nova, yeah, all these brands, you've worked with Fashion Nova, and yeah. I follow them closely. Black China does a lot of work for Fashion Nova,
yeah.
And I love the outfits on there.
Yeah.
Okay, so tell me how this played out.
I mean, they don't. They just send me clothes, and I.
Oh, they
and
send
I need,
you.
Yeah, like packages. Like I just got a package yesterday with 10 full outfits.
So what do you have to do with the clothing? Just show it off.
Just tag them,
Instagram,
and I only have to do one post a week.
So they send you free clothing,
yeah.
And you're posing in it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, what kind of posing is this? This is just
like a clothing post.
Is it what kind of post? I mean,
like yesterday yesterday I posted.
Okay, let me ask you this. For example, Ayo.
This is so interesting. This girl, right. I'm but hearing all say, these brands.
Let's say you said you get $100, like $1 per 1,000. Right?
I thought that's what it was.
I think it's a lot more. Like between $5 and $10 is like in advertising. Okay.
Okay.
In online.
That
advertising.
Sounds a lot.
But
more
But let's
reasonable.
Say $1. Okay? Okay. Let's say $1. She's got 300,000. Okay, so you
do
multiply
the math, guys.
Multiply that 1,000 by 300, right? So that's $300 you can get per post.
No, that's not
if
how
it's
works.
$1 per 1,000. You know,
if it's $1 so, per 1,000, then I could get 3,000 per post. But my posts are 1,300. Mm. Well, according to the Instagram
how
calculator,
how do you come up with that number?
There's there's literally a calculator that you have to send to people like influencers. So if a company, hold on, I'll pull it up right here. If a company hits you up, you say, hey, these are my rates. Use this calculator if you don't like
right.
believe me.
Right.
Oh, is that right?
On. So what is your Instagram name?
Okay, you guys are good. I only have about five.
That's fine.
Over.
I'm just going to show you how it works.
It's AYYO84.
AYYO84.
You'll see me pop up.
Okay.
You'll see me pop up. I think it's like 5,000 something.
Okay, so you could get $62.50 per post.
Per post, which is okay.
Yeah, it's not bad at all.
It's you know what? It's gas money.
Yeah.
That
yeah.
is gas money.
Yeah, literally. For the week.
That is not bad.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no, but that's what I'm saying.
That's
you know?
Funny.
So,
what kind of car do you have?
I have an Acura.
Acura.
Yes.
There's got to be somebody out there that maybe for a fee would help. Well, not maybe, for sure.
Yeah, the right companies
for
will come
a fee,
along.
No, would help you figure out how to make that money, how to get the sponsors to actually pay you. You know, because somebody's doing this for a living. They know how to do it. You just have to connect with them.
Right.
Yes,
yeah,
you do.
Know.
Yes, mm-hmm. you do. It. You know, I'm still boggled, Miss Rosaria Dawson lookalike. I look at you and I'm looking at Rosaria, okay? You look so, oh my God. She is like the spitting image of this chick.
No.
I'm still.
I think my sister looks more like Rosaria
Dawson. Well, you
guys
are identical.
No, I don't know if we're identical. We never took the test.
But she also looks pretty mm-hmm. different when she puts on makeup.
When
everything.
I saw your face on the website, I'm like, oh, this is another lookalike friend. But I have a lookalike friend. So gorgeous. She looks like Zoe Kravitz.
Oh,
Lenny Kravitz's
yeah.
daughter.
Yeah, she's stunning.
Stunning.
Too, so
exactly like this chick.
Mm-hmm.
And I tell her, you know what, girl? You need to be doing some stunt double. She's the exact height, okay? A little bit bigger chest. But she looks, the face looks exactly like Zoe Kravitz.
Yeah.
Right.
And people, you know, in Houston, back when Kim K was really, really, I think this is before she had North. The clubs would have lookalikes, Kim K lookalikes, to promote their club. These girls.
Everyone
got
in
paid.
Los Angeles looks like her now. They all go to the same doctor. They're like, lift it up.
Who is
pump it up.
Literally. Who are we talking
lips,
about?
We're
Kim
Kardashian.
Kardashian.
Oh, Kim Kardashian.
Kim
okay.
Kardashian.
Okay, yeah, you don't need to Google that, Sam.
No,
he has to Google everybody, apparently.
No, because you guys have been using names I didn't hear before, you know?
Come on. Anyway, yeah. What I was saying is in Texas, in Houston, yeah, that's her. Okay, is that a picture?
What
of
do you think?
Is that a picture? Who's that?
That's the guy I was with last night. Oh. What do you guys think?
Oh, let me see.
Oh, okay,
you
it's
totally
an actor.
Distracted the
is
call.
That an actor? Is he an actor?
No, definitely. Oh, okay.
He's cute.
He's cute, right? I don't know.
He's yeah. cute. Okay.
He like bit my lip. You know when you're kissing someone and they bite your lip?
Oh, so there was some action going on.
Yeah, we. Oh my God, we kissed like all night.
Okay.
All
nothing
night.
Happened.
Nothing. Not a single.
I don't believe that, honey.
110% did not.
Listen, she's not like that.
No.
Really. I mean, I've learned
yeah.
from what she
and
said.
And I'm very open to
LA.
Yeah, no, but I'm very open. I would talk about it like I did on my other one night
yeah,
stand.
She talks about
yeah,
that.
No. Okay. No, I just wasn't. You know when you actually like someone's personality? I was like, I don't. I even told him, like, I almost don't want to hook up with you because I like you.
Right, right.
You know what I mean?
Wait,
like,
wait, wait, wait. Wait a minute. Okay. All right. So coming from a divorcee,
yeah.
I am divorced. I was married for 10 years. And I think I had like one relationship after that. I don't understand how someone can, the whole hooking up thing, and maybe because I'm a little old fashioned in my ways and in my beliefs. How do you hook up with somebody you just meet like the first,
is it happens.
The first day?
Yeah, it happens. It happens for
really?
Sure.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
So how does the chemistry work? Just, you know.
Like last night, the chemistry's off the chain. I haven't laughed that hard in a very long time.
Oh, so you really like this guy?
No, like I like him. Like I enjoyed his company like thoroughly. There was, I was like looking for one thing I didn't like about him.
Really? So he's yeah. good looking, nice body,
yeah.
nice everything. Okay.
Yeah.
Funny.
Funny, like oh. extremely funny.
So humor does it for you.
But he's like from New York.
But
I feel like New York guys.
Does
oh, New Yorkers, you know something? Ha ha ha! I was talking to another person. You know, New York men from the. In, tell me, guys, let me know. You let me know on my IG page somewhere on one of my pictures if this is right or wrong. Okay, so the guys on the East Coast, the men are more attractive than
yeah,
the females.
Yeah, 100.
I think the best looking men, the most gorgeous men I've ever met in my life were from the East
no
Coast.
And I agree with that, but I wouldn't say that the men are better looking than
nice
the women
looking
out there.
Oh my god, when I lived in New York for 2 years, I've never seen so many gorgeous men in my life.
Yeah.
I was in Times Square. This is the
but
truth.
But wouldn't you say they have them here too? I mean,
no,
they have nice,
so
no,
many
Sam.
Beautiful people.
A lot of nice act. Yeah, a lot of beautiful women.
Right.
The other side.
Yes,
beautiful women
beautiful
down
people,
south
period.
And in California. Beautiful women.
Right.
In the south and south, but
yeah,
the good
Texas,
looking men, the
Texas.
Nice looking men, they're on the East Coast.
Yeah.
Mm.
Okay.
The high, now what, it depends what you think what's good looking. To me,
right.
I like height. I like, you know, nice figure, you know.
I don't really care. Like if I like a guy and then he happened to take his shirt off and he was chubby, I'd probably get over it.
You see,
different strokes for different.
But no, she's not shallow. You know, I mean, she's
like yeah. Like if I look back at all my ex boyfriends, none
yeah.
of them are really like you would
stunning.
Be like, no, you didn't
yeah,
date him.
Yeah.
Probably.
Okay. Well, what does it take for you to hook
so
up with someone?
So she goes after
then?
Personality.
Honestly, if I'm going to be honest with you guys, if I didn't have my period yesterday, I probably would have slept
wow,
with him.
Okay.
No, I'm honest.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, some women don't care.
Yeah.
Unfortunately.
Oh,
that's gross.
It's disgusting.
It is
especially
gross.
In the first time, maybe if we're like together.
Oh my God. I don't even want to get into that.
Yeah. somebody just put something yesterday of like, we promote like a lesbian couple. I don't know if it was a meme or a joke, whatever.
Right.
I think it was real though. So two women saying something, you know, about having it's okay to have sex during your period. She's
oh.
got blood all over her face.
Oh, oh my God. Oh.
They call that a rainbow kiss.
Oh, jeez. Oh, okay.
I thought I'd leave you with that visual, Io.
No.
Listen, we got to wrap up soon. But, Io,
okay.
Tell me something. So, what are you doing now here?
What am I
LA?
Doing? Okay, well, you know, I am, I have several titles. I got a lot of education during, you know, my times in New York and in Houston. Right now, I am a hospice worker. I work with people who are on the dying
right.
and people who are at the end of their life and some elderly people. And I do that type of
so
work.
So you got that type of compassion and patience.
I do. I believe when people, you know, I can't, I'm someone who is really triggered by seeing suffering people.
I know, but that's what's going to be hard though, right?
Well, no, not for, you know, my mother's a nurse, she's a director of nursing, and everyone in my family has some type of health education.
Right.
And I grew up around it my whole life. I believe in taking care of me, the spiritual person.
Well, thank goodness for people like you.
Yeah,
you know?
Seriously.
Because I could never do that.
Me neither.
Work,
I couldn't.
And,
I'd cry. I'd cry
guys,
every day.
You guys do God's work.
Yeah.
I'm telling you.
For sure.
I'm so for that, though. I believe it's important.
Right.
So.
Yeah. All right. Well, what was your last name again? Shitu, was it?
Shitu. S-H-I-T. People make jokes about my last name. I get so pissed
off. Because it's
shit. Excuse me.
Says,
no, I mean, it sounds like shit you.
No, it's not Shih Tzu like the dog. Don't.
But
oh,
it's
you know,
spelled like that, right?
No, it's S as in Sam, H I, T as in Tom, T as in Tom, U. I always have to express.
So it's almost like shitty, but shit you.
No,
but
you know what? You're going to get a lot of flack from the Nigerian community. She too is my last name.
I actually just met a Nigerian. She and too her is. Family's the exact same. She said her parents were so upset that she wasn't a doctor.
We don't play around.
And she was like, yeah, they wanted me to be a doctor or like. I don't know what else she said, but
you have to
like,
get your masters.
Yeah, she does the same exact accent.
Yes,
too.
Your masters.
Like, yeah, you guys talk the most shit about each other.
Oh. It's so ridiculous. Yeah. You have to get your masters. Do not come back to this house.
Yeah.
You don't have your degree.
Yeah.
Come to all the way to this country. Mm-hmm. We did not play around.
Yeah.
Bring home an 89. Go back to school and get that A.
Yeah.
Wow.
I beg no, Dad.
Yeah.
Not happening.
That's amazing.
We don't play around.
Well, Ayo, thank you so much for joining us. Now, go ahead and give a plug for your new show that's
coming
up. Oh,
yes, my show. Right okay. Here. Well, I'm so excited. I just met with Sammy this morning, so it's official. I will have a daytime talk show at 1 o'clock every Wednesday. It's called Ayo84. Same thing as my Instagram, AYYO84. You guys can check me out on Instagram. I do have a Facebook page. I prefer you go to my Instagram, but we'll be talking about everything just like we did today. Celebrities, what's going on. I'll be bringing on some guests that you may know, some entertainers, some influential people.
Very
but
cool.
Very excited about
that. Well, looking forward to it. I mean, you're a lot of fun. I'm sure you're going to put on a great show.
I'm just a realist.
You're one of those that are like, you have a special energy, you have a way about you, you're very friendly and personable.
You definitely have a great personality for hospice care, for sure. Because I'd rather
for anything, really. I mean,
no, but I'm saying if I had to hire someone to take care of somebody I loved, I would want someone with like your type of personality.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that.
Make them
want to
be alive.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
I've seen some horrible people work in that field.
Oh, you don't even want
like they don't even care.
All right. Well, so you give people your Instagram and everything, right?
Ayo84. Check me out. You heard it first, okay?
Sounds good. All right. Well, thanks to the guests that never made it here because you see, you got a chance to be in instead. And,
I got my plug. I got my my
now,
official.
If that's not like a god sent something, I don't know what is, you know. I mean, what are the chances you'd come up here all the way here? She came from Orange County,
right?
So, all the way here, and the guests wouldn't show up, so you'd get to be on the show.
Yeah,
you see, it's fate, you know. There you go, but you always have to be proactive and be out there because if you're not, it's not gonna come to you.
You have to be Nigerian.
There you go. In one word, she summarized everything I just said. All right, everybody. Thank you all for listening.
All right,
we'll
thanks
see
for
you
having
all
me.
Tomorrow.
Bye.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Danny, only on LA Talk Radio.